cracked up some gnocchi.
Sloshing. And you're splashing again.
Quite a long time since I've had a bath.
Googling it.
Rabbit attack.
I ain't into that.
It's got to be a probe. Wob.
Wob.
What you gonna do about it?
The old finger rocket.
There's multiple bang bangs. I thought I was the late one today.
That was me.
And it was LP. I'd been busy watching a documentary.
Test.
A little documentary.
A documentary on Granada Studios.
Ooh. Oh.
But Granada Studio Tour, do you remember it? Did you ever go?
No, was that...
So it's like Universal Studios,
yeah,
but in Manchester, and just British telly.
So very similar.
I mean, in the documentary, they really make it out that it was a good rival. And when Disneyland was opening Euro Disney, they were proper like, oh, God, this is good competition. This studio. And that's the reason why I was watching it. On a pod a couple of weeks ago, just as I think you mentioned Alien,
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah.
And I said how I'd been on an Alien ride.
Right. Yeah.
As a kid, but cried and had to get off it. And it was at Granada Studios. That's what I'd found. And I was like, oh, okay. So what was Granada Studios? I couldn't really remember it. Looked it up. There it was. It's a place you go, and it's a 3.5-hour tour. You got to go on and try out chroma key, which was a cool new thing.
Yeah.
Like basically blue screen, green screens. They had it was like a £1 million remake of the House of Commons, the House of Lords, where they all sit. I remember being in it and watching the documentary. Everything in it pretty much is exactly how I saw it as a little kid. They had a ride that cost £1 million as well, which was one where you're lying down.
It's
like you're flying around. And I remember being there thinking, I want to go on it. But it was just empty carts going around, no people on it, because it was something wrong with it. And in the documentary, they commented on that, saying all the time it was broken. never worked. People used to get stuck on it all the time.
What archives are you digging this Granada Studios doc out of?
It was just on the old YouTube.
All right, yeah.
So, yeah, it's something I've seen.
Sweet.
Yeah, but I don't know if you'd been. I remember going with my family. The main attraction was the actual set of Coronation Street, the exterior of the street.
I bet it was.
And you could walk up and down it. Occasionally, the actors might be there. Might be doing a scene around the corner. They had a full replica of The Rover's Return, and you could get in there and have a pint. And I remember I've got a photo of me as a little kid holding up a big old pint in The Rover's.
Did you have a Betty's up pot?
I didn't, no. But I remember looking in the lingerie factory thinking, what's lingerie? I want to know what it is.
What was his name? Mike Baldwin.
Mike Baldwin, yeah. And obviously my mate Dev wasn't in it back then. Otherwise, we would have slung a few back. That's what I'd just been doing.
Nice.
This is what I'm just about to do, a podcast. Now then, thanks for joining us. This is the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Hemmer, and Rich and Luke, the Babbling Bell Brothers. How are we doing, boys?
Now then.
Very, very good.
Welcome back, yeah. Richie.
Thanks.
Rich is back.
RB's back. Back again.
We missed you, man. That's an email that was sent in.
I missed you last week.
That's all right. Duty calls, all that.
Time flies, mate. It feels like only yesterday.
Tell me about it. What do you think, Albie? No, we had a good time chatting without you.
We did. We were inquiring about your garden. In your new, next house.
Yeah, the old next
just
house.
Just mentioning
garden.
Plans we had. I'm going to be zoning mine off soon.
Oh, yeah.
Getting rid of a bit of grass.
Nice.
But yeah, we wondered, what would you do? I think LB guessed at one particular feature.
Okay, what was that?
No, we'll just.
Well, it's green.
See if you can guess.
Gravel it.
No. Go on, have a guess.
Or
have a think.
I'd probably do absolutely nothing with it, mate, because I'm not very green-fingered.
No, but you don't have to do it yourself. You might pay someone to make it look nice, then just sit back and look at it.
Yeah.
You think it's just bigger of what you've got now?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I would hardly use it, mate. It's not my thing.
Yeah. LB just said probably like AstroTurf or something, some artificial grass.
A bit of Astro.
What was that stuff that I mentioned a few weeks ago that's on the footy pitches?
Yeah, that'd be nice. The sown woven grass. Yeah, I'll get a bit of that down, actually.
Bit of that, yeah.
Rich Bell with a 3G garden.
Yeah. Another thing that we suggested was a hoop.
Yeah.
A basketball,
hoop. I was admiring some the other weekend.
Yeah, because we say I used to have one on the side of my house when I was a kid. We'd all have a little.
Yeah, us too. Yeah, this house that we walked past the other week had three hoops outside.
Yeah, different heights or?
Two were a sort of court. And then I think the middle one was more of just, you know,
practice.
One-on-ones.
I remember being at secondary school and the playground was literally just a big tarmac area and then a big flat area of grass next to it was a field. And then one day, it was a big sort of, ooh, what's happening on the playground?
Right.
They installed one hoop, a basketball hoop, and it's like, oh. And then maybe for a week, a couple of kids brought a basketball in. I think their basketballs just got stolen or popped, so everyone stopped doing that. And it was just a place to sort of stand next to. Let's go and stand by the hoop.
Oh.
Yeah. There was never any markings on the floor or anything. It was just randomly shoved there. Lord knows why. School didn't last much longer after that. Anyway, boys, what else have we been doing then?
I've been...
Go on, Rich. You've got loads of catch-up from you.
Yeah, I've got loads of catch-up. 2 weeks, double weeks, mate. I've got... I've been watching lots of YouTube. A couple of little YouTube documentaries I watched recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this venturing into the actual world of have you seen it?
Have you seen it? I mean, I think let's kick it off, yeah? Let's just go straight in. Have you seen it? So I watched a documentary about Redneck Music Festival in America.
Right. Okay. Proper rednecks.
Yeah, it was mental. A dude got impaled by a tree, like branch, because they all go there in their like mental like 4x4s and just ragging around in the mud and stuff. And one guy, because they're all open fronted, aren't they? One guy's back wheel in the mud shot a big tree branch out and it flew into the next cars and stabbed him through the chest and impaled him to the car.
Did he kill him?
No, he's fine. He was there for the next year. So that was happening the year before. But it was like a little Vice documentary, and this woman from Vice went there and just sort of investigated what it was to be part of this festival and stuff and the shenanigans that go on there.
Ooh.
It was really interesting.
Sounds pretty cool.
I like sort of little docs like that about like little weird subcultures that you don't really know much about and the goings on.
Well, the whole redneck sort of thing, because what is it? They're based like in a sort of mountains, aren't they? Like the people that are officially redneck people.
I don't know what the sort of overall region
is. I can't remember the name of it, but it's sort of, it's where like Dolly Parton's from, I think. It's not the Appalachians, is it? Where's that?
I've heard about this. Is there a documentary or something on Netflix about this?
But maybe.
I think I've seen it advertised or someone's mentioned it.
What's the difference between like hillbillies and rednecks? Is that just, are they both slurs or?
Yeah,
essentially, in the documentary,
are
they saying we are rednecks?
Yeah, they're very redneck and proud in this documentary, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and they
basically
have that flag with the red and blue.
Yeah, which is like the flag that's kind of the Ku Klux Klan and stuff use it, don't they? It's got the Confederate flag, I think it is. Mm. But it's got pretty heavy duty connotations. But basically, it's from the southern states, is where the rednecks are generally from.
Right, okay.
But I thought it was what I liked about it was the woman that did the documentary, she was fairly, she did a good job of not passing judgment on anything.
Okay.
And
was she a journalist?
Yeah, but like,
yeah,
you know, just experiencing it and asking the right sort of questions and letting them mm-hmm. do the talking. It's called the Redneck Rave, is the name of the festival.
Is it all mix of ages as well?
Yeah, like everyone, involved? Man. Like, the guy that runs it is a rapper, but like
called Red.
A redneck rapper.
Redneck rapper.
Yeah, he just did a sort of like, you know, sort of slightly country rap sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And most of these people, the stereotype, like denim, teeth
denim,
missing.
Denim, cut off.
Mullets.
Mullets.
Yeah.
Massive beer bellies. Hand. Yeah. Flame tattoos. Like, yeah, all of that sort of thing. Big beards. The guy obviously has all his own land that he runs the festival on. And his little helper, it sort of reminds me of the people from Trailer Park Boys. Because he has a little mate in it called Jaeger Dave. And his whole employment is just walk around and give the main dude Jaegers when he wants one. But yeah, honestly, it was really fascinating. And like some of it was kind of like heartwarming, sad. Not what I thought in some instances. That was pretty good.
And it's in good quality documentary.
Yeah.
Well made.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Sweet.
So that led me down a bit of a vice rabbit hole of watching a few more docs on there. Watched one about the female cartel bosses of Latin America.
Ooh.
That one was less interesting, I'd say.
Are they actually the bosses or...
Yeah.
Are there men behind them?
No. They are... But it just wasn't as well made, I would say, like because they have like very specific sort of groups, don't they, on there that within place that are making the different things.
Yeah.
So I was watching that. And then my series that I'm watching at the minute is an old one. And I watched the first season when it was out on TV.
Ooh.
But I never watched season
one. How long ago?
Let me tell you. If you hold, I'll pull up the facts. Beep, beep. So the first season of the show was out in 2014, and then season two was out in 2017, which was The Missing. I'm watching season
Missing.
Two of The Missing.
Right. What happens in The Missing?
So season one was about a little boy that went missing mm-hmm. and his parents looking for him and trying to find out what happened to their son with the help of a French detective.
Okay. Based in which country?
It was in Europe. I can't remember. Okay. I want to say
but
France.
They're English speaking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was in France. Yeah. And then the season two, it has got the same detective in, but it is a completely different story.
Mm.
Obviously about somebody that was missing. And
sure.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
So it was all wrapped up at the end of season one.
Yeah. Concluding story, then like a new story with the same detective, essentially.
Sweet.
On Netflix.
Missing. It's on the flicks.
Enjoying it. I like that. Sometimes, do you ever just get the itch for a very specific sort of thing that you want to watch? And I just was really after some sort of like thrillery type of mystery detective-y type thing, and it's hitting the spot. It's doing what I want.
Good. Who is it that's missing in the second series?
So in the second series, the sort of scene setting is little girl goes to bunk off school, camper van pulls up, she's knocked out in the camper van.
Oh.
Right. Then cut to a girl staggering out of the woods, a lot older.
Yeah.
And says that she is said girl that went missing and she is brought back to her family.
Does she remember anything?
Yes, but all is not what it seems. And it's really interesting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Missing.
I think I have seen it.
You've seen season two, have you?
Seen season one and two, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a bit of a French man?
Yeah, French. He's called Jean-Baptiste.
Jean-Baptiste, yeah, I remember Jebap.
Yeah, Jebap.
Jebap.
Yeah, well, anyway, Jebap. Got two episodes left of season two, so yeah, I am enjoying that.
Maybe I'll get on it. I like recommendations.
It's like it gives you enough guessing, but it's not like, I don't know, it's not huge production or anything like that. It's all right.
Cool.
We also watched some pizza documentaries over the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, we did watch some pizza documentaries the other weekend.
What, making or just eating?
Bit both.
Full circle, it was actually Van Hemmo that put me on to said documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Many moons ago.
That guy that's not really Italian, but he's got Italian family.
I knew that you were going to say he's not Italian.
I mean, yeah. He's just American, isn't he?
Yeah, American-Italian. Yeah, it is Munchies, that pizza show.
It's really good.
It's
Is he still doing it? Because I haven't watched it in a few years.
No, so he's not. There's two seasons that...
Yeah.
I think we're probably out when we were watching, or season two had just come out when you introduced me to it. But I did look him up, and he has, like, not too long ago, got, like, awarded one of the best pizza restaurants in New York.
That's what you get for going round to every one of the best.
Yeah. But cool. I will say, I think, as a channel, Munchies is really great. Like, in terms of production value, this, The Pizza Show, could be a show on TV. Like, it is of that high-quality standard, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And he's a really good presenter. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Loves pizza.
Is Munchies is like a sub-arm of Vice, isn't it?
It feels like it is.
I think it is, yeah.
It's got that sort of feel to it.
Because there's also another show I really liked on there with that Action Bronson.
Oh, yeah.
I love Action Bronson.
Fuck, that's delicious.
Yeah, fuck, that's delicious. And there was a little, series in that somewhere where he went to wine tasting across. And he hired that sommelier who's, a proper, well-to-do, knows everything about wine. You know, lives in a very specific sort of life. And then he met Action Bronson, and by the end of the series, they're smoking weed in a vineyard, pouring wine on the ground for the homies and stuff. He absolutely corrupted him.
Yeah. Have you watched any more of the Round Tables?
I haven't watched any more Round Tables yet.
Yeah.
No.
Rich, have you seen it?
Yes, I've watched many Round Tables.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said watch many. I don't think I've seen every single one. But, I love it.
The only thing I don't like about the round table is the host. I don't like it.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk too much.
I actually find he interrupts them quite often.
He seems to, try and pass it on to the next person quite a lot.
If one person's talking too much.
Yeah, he'll try and go,
Everyone's getting paid the same amount. Clooney.
I also really like the two other ones. One where it's actor on actor, I think it's called.
Yeah.
That they do. And then the GQs, I don't know if I mentioned them before, where it'll be I don't know, Van Hemmo's top 25 movies he's been in.
Yeah, they go through all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Their career. What did you think about me taking a dip, Rich?
Taking a dip.
In the ocean.
In the ocean.
It's because, as I explained last week, watching Fast and Furious, all of them, and the Mission Impossibles and stuff, it was the heist thing. I needed some heistiness.
Oh, the ocean, yeah.
So I opted for a dip in the oceans.
So 11 has been watched.
11's been watched, 12 has now been watched as well.
Has it?
And, I mean, I don't know how much you remember of it. Are you a fan?
I remember watching 11 and 12.
In 12, towards the later half of the film. Basically, it's really weird. It's good, but it's a really weird film. It's such a strange pacing. Yeah, it's very strange all over the place.
Is that with Al Pacino in this one?
No, that's the next one.
Okay.
This one... At one point, this is the French guy. It's got the French dude, John Baptiste, J-Babs.
J-Babs.
No, in this one, I think the guy's called The Mark, something like that. Julia Roberts is playing Tess in it, but then she plays Julia Roberts in it. And Bruce Willis spots her and is like, hey, Julia, and she's having to talk to him. And that was a whole very strange thing. how on earth... did they think they were getting away with that? And once again, I'll add, like I said last week, Clooney's just nothing. Clooney's rubbish.
What, he's, as he's an got actor nothing about overall?
Him. Yeah, as an actor, he's just like, ugh, is this guy on screen again? Is he doesn't need to be there. He probably got paid the most, but ugh. Nah, not a fan of the Cloons.
We said last week, can you name a good film that he's in?
Clooney.
Or Apart Gravity. From an Ocean.
That one where he floats off into space and we don't have to see him again. It was a true story, wasn't it? Tell me it was a true story. Is Rich checking out his Cloonography?
Yeah, I'm on the old Cloonography. See, you're just not into any of them, LB.
What, Clooney's?
Yeah. That Man Forever.
Nah, man, I was just like, I don't recall, apart from the Ocean stuff, which, like Hemo sort of said, I think he's pretty turd in. I can't remember any of his decent ones.
Well, you know, there's 109 episodes of ER that he was classic.
I mentioned that, but never seen one.
The American, I'll use that. That was all right. I quite like that movie Up in the Air.
I mentioned that because I said Rich likes a little rom-com.
Yeah. Well, I don't reckon that was rom-com.
It was just a bit of rom.
Yeah, I thought that was all right.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know you don't like to be in touch with your feelings, getting tetchy about Batman having a rom-com in his
movie. I was up in the air about that movie. Something I've watched this week, I've been very excited about it for a long time. And after I finished the episode, I was expecting to wait a week for the next one, but there's actually two out. I haven't watched it yet. I'll watch it later. It is Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Now, I think I've said about it on the pod probably last time it was on. I really, really like it. Breaking Bad is quite a distant memory to me. It's been a long time since I've seen it. But Better Call Saul, it's still in that world and it does really feel great. Every moment of it is good. Watching it, it's one of them actually where it's one of the first shows I've watched now since the passing of my brother. Where it was a show I know he watched and we used to talk about it quite a lot. And in the TV show, there's a lot of brother-based themes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it was like quite a good connection there. And I thought, oh, he won't get to see it anymore. But I think this is the last series anyway. So it's like, oh, he didn't get to finish it. But I will continue watching it because I think it's good.
Nice.
And the first episode, very good. Very good start to the series.
Awesome. From like the trailers and like bits of like shots of it I've seen, it looks really, really bloody lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I just vowed to not go there and I've sort of stubbornly stuck with it.
The only weird things about the whole thing is the fact the characters are older than even though it's set before. But apart from that, if you see past that, it's so good. Like, I love the whole con man thing, which is what he is.
Yeah.
Con man lawyer. It's good. Good vibes.
Have you got any more? Have you seen it, LB?
No, I don't think so.
No, he's not seeing anything. Why, what you got, Rich? What you got?
So, I have got, and I'm finally happy to say, all of this nonsense with Wordles, Word Squares, all of these things that my brother can appreciate. Spelling's not our forte. I've got one that I can be involved in. And that
you found your one.
I'm bloody good at.
Okay.
And it's a good end to Have You Seen It? The website is framed.wtf. That is framed.
Framed.what the fuck?
WTF. And it is inspired by Wordle and things. And you get one frame from a movie. And you've got six guesses. And if you guess incorrectly, you get a second frame. That is slightly easier. And each time you put an incorrect guess, you get another.
Oh, man.
And it's so good. And I'm so addicted to this thing. Hemo, you're going to get it in three, is my prediction.
Is it today's, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've got it in three.
Yeah, I got it in three.
I just got to press submit. Yep, got it in three.
But what's good is once you've done it in three, you can now click four, five, and six and see the other frames.
Yeah, definitely would have got it from them. Even number one, honestly, I was so close to doing it. yeah, brilliant. That's a good game.
It's a good game.
I just
game.
Played that live on the podcast. I could have described it. I've got a picture of an ashtray, and now Now I've got a picture of a cop car turned on its side. Now I've got a picture of Seth Rogen in his suit from Pineapple Express. It's Pineapple Express.
See, so yeah,
there there's my workings out.
Frame.wtf.
I like that. So every day, new image. Go and have a look.
Yeah, new six.
For all the film buffs out there.
And I tell you what, some of them are really hard.
My biggest problem is, why is it one a day, man? I just want to sit and play that for an hour now.
But God, it keeps you coming back, though, I think. Is the thing.
I know, but I don't want to go back. I just want to play for an hour now and that be done with it.
Pack it up. But anyway, I thought it was a good little bit for Have You Seen It?
Yeah, I love it. Now, boys, I've got a very horrible taste in my mouth. And I know where it's come from, but it's it really won't go away.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Bitter Yuck?
No.
Or similar products? It's a spray thing that you get for dogs to spray on stuff, like if your dog bites your lead or is chewing on furniture, you can spray it on.
Anti-bite.
It doesn't smell of anything. It doesn't smell, but it fucking tastes like shit. I had one from when Stevie was, when we first got him thinking in case we needed it. Didn't. And my mate over the road was like, oh, can I borrow some? My dog keeps biting his lead or something. I was like, yeah, I'll bring it over. So I quickly thought, I'll test it again first, put some on my finger and let Stevie have a lick. And he was loving it, licking it all off. Like, oh, yeah, it's good. I was like, oh, it's probably gone off then. And then without thinking about it, I've put my finger in my mouth.
Oh.
And I haven't washed it off. And it won't wash out. It doesn't go away. And it's not nice. But before I had that horrible taste in my mouth, I was eating some lovely homemade gnocchi.
Gnocchi?
Oh, yeah.
A bit of gnocchi. Yeah, I got home from work today. This is one of Bryony's days off, and she'd made a gnocchi.
She knocked up some gnocchi.
Yeah. And for a first attempt, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, there was some pesto, yeah.
Oof.
Some asparagus. Yeah, very nice. Obviously, there's still room for improvement as we go on. There was a few lumps of potato in it still. I was like, whoa, what are the little lumps? And she was like, oh, that's just where I didn't mash the potato enough. But damn tasty otherwise. And for pudding, another, I mean, I say homemade, home-chopped fruit salad. Now, I don't know how much we've discussed fruit salads on here before or our liking for fruit in general, but I was thinking, what's in your fruit salad? What's your ideal fruit salad?
I've only ever made one, and it was the first thing I ever made at secondary school in food tech.
You've only ever made one? You've only ever chopped up fruit, multiple items of fruit
together? I'm talking like a proper fruit salad, like
a big tub, big bowl of it.
And I think this might have even had juice in it, this one.
What? What the hell are you making?
Well, this might just have triggered something that I never knew. So it's a fruit salad, just chopped up fruit.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Oh, right.
That's all I think of it. So like little diced apples, pears, kiwi, like grapes, pomegranate seeds, bit of mint, lemon. Mint.
This is a very posh fruit salad.
You reckon? Yeah. Are you thinking tinned fruit cocktail?
Mine was very
tinned
different.
Tinned peaches, tinned pineapple, tinned little mandarins, fruit salad. Ah. And LB's... Yeah, I mean, think it's got juice in because the juice is off the cap.
No, yeah, I
think mine had like
a cup of
tropical juice chucked in it.
Just to keep it just extra juicy.
Just for like a bit of liquid.
Often I'd have a little bit of jelly in there.
Ooh. Well, we put lemon juice on it to stop everything going brown. So I suppose the tropical juice has some of the similar properties.
Yeah. I like a red fruit salad.
A red. What's a red apples? Red grapes.
So yeah, like a red strawberry.
Red berries.
Raspberry. Maybe it's a little blueberry in there. Sneak some of them in there. But yeah.
Yeah.
Blue raspberry.
Yeah, blue raspberry. Yeah.
I got sent something. Ooh. Sent some content for the pod.
Okay. Via what platform?
Via WhatsApp.
Okay. What was it?
A friend of the show texted me saying, good question for the pod, ?
I like this. Come on. What are they saying?
So he sent me a link to some fella's Twitter, right?
Yes.
And this fella on Twitter asks the question. I'll give you his answer as well, just to sort of like fully scope it out. He asked the question, what's the most mundane change you would make if you were a billionaire? In your life, what would be the most mundane change you would make? right?
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was, I would only buy microwave rice rather than wait 20 minutes to boil shitty, horrible mulch rice. So clearly this bloke has just had a really bad time with rice and thought, I wish I could afford to only use micro rice.
Or you just get a chef, don't you? That's what I would do.
It's funny you should say that, Steve Hand, because I just had to double check that Van Hemmo didn't respond, because this bloke's, why don't you just get a chef? And he's like, no, I won't hire a chef. Do you know how embarrassing it would be to ask for the kind of shit I want to eat?
Oh, man. I would be embarrassed. Stick me on a couple of turkey drummers, mate.
So man would always...
Stick him in the air fryer.
Man would also be food related. I would want someone to do my weekly shop. Actually, I'd want someone to do a daily shop for me.
Yeah, it's a really strange one for me. Like, if I say, even if you came mega famous or something and you don't have the ability to just go to the shops and have a normal shopping experience.
Yeah.
The same if you're mega rich, just get your food. I don't know. I like going to the shops, and I probably am just saying that I don't really like it, but I don't have any problem with it, so I don't know if I'd want to give it up.
I don't mind doing it, but just, do you know, some days where you're like, I've got no food in, I can't be asked.
Yeah. Again, just get the old chef, he'll, that's part of his job.
Nah, I enjoy doing the cooking.
Same as a chef in the kitchen. You tell him the sort of things you want, and that's it.
So you came from it from the sort of inconvenience perspective, of like something you have now that is inconvenient to you. It'll be a bit like the bloke in his...
Yeah.
Instantly sprung to my mind is that I would have a fridge that only had, by the brand Innocent, you know Innocent? They do smoothies.
Yeah, smoothies.
They do a drink, Innocent Bubbles.
Oh, what's Innocent Bubbles? I've not heard of that one. So sparkling.
Sparkly drink, but it's not a sparkling water because I ain't into that.
No.
It's sort of a bit like fizzy water or yogurt. They're great.
Oh, it's got yogurt in
it. No. Like, this, you know the flavour of like a yogurt-y fruit?
Right.
Like,
yes.
It's a bit softer.
Forest berries.
Yeah, and it's not... But the fruit isn't like super intense in a yogurt, is it? It's quite like mellow.
No. It's not just like Asda's 50p fizzy flavoured water.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But
like
Innocent,
that.
And they do it nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just have that always stocked. That every time I wanted to drink it, I just could have that. Because I love it so much, but at 162 quid a can, you can't.
Oh, it's a can, is it?
Yeah. It's in the cans. Do you know, like, where, like, the little thin ones where you sometimes get like a gin and tonic and a mar? Like,
okay. The old Red Bull starts.
I found you a pack on eBay, Rich. 12. For $20.
Yeah, I know, but
it's too much. It's too much.
But yeah, they're so flipping nice. I love them. And that was the instant thing I thought, I'd just have that. I'd have that. And that's not me, like, you know, making big waves or anything like that. I just would really like these bloody Innocent drinks. It's mundane. Nobody else would benefit from it. No, it's not like a flash thing, is it? It's not like, well, no. Check me out, I'm a billionaire. It's like, mate, I just, well, like these drinks and I want one all the time.
Yeah, that's like literally if you just looked at your bank now and it had $1 billion in it, what would be the first thing you do?
Get some sort of deal with Innocent.
I think I'd probably try and arrange for all my mates to get some transport to a location, have somewhere booked out straight away for a party instantly.
Would you?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I'd just sit there and be like, bloody hell, for about two weeks.
Like, I can't think about this. I need everyone together. Loads of people, big party.
Distract
blow some
me.
Steam off. Not blowing all the money.
But
just
what would be the mundane change, though, Hemo? It's not about the big...
Because I'm just sat here not partying. It's so mundane. I need to dance. No, I don't know. It's been quite a long time since I've had a bath. I've only got a shower. It's like, I'd quite like to have a bath.
Yeah. But a Steve Ann shaped one, like a long enough one for you to be fully submerged.
I mean, I've never had that luxury, so I don't know. Yeah, maybe that'd be quite nice. I'd, in the current bathroom in this house, I'd have to have an extension. But it'd be quite cool having, you know, my feet sticking out the side of the house. In a glass, like turn that part of the bath glass.
Yeah, like a little fish tank.
Yeah, so if I want, I can go up that end, swim up that end, just look out to the street.
With your snorkel on. Brian, he's downstairs shouting, "You're splashing again!" I do like the weekly shop, but it's not a problem I have. I don't do the weekly shops.
I'm still yet to do a personal, like Tesco or somewhere online shop. I've never done it. I've never done a click and collect or a get it delivered. Only when I've done it for a company, ordering specific things, nothing for myself.
See, we've moved over to the home delivery since I'm at home all the time. It's a lot easier to get it delivered anytime.
Go for the cheap slots.
It's a weird old experience though, and I don't think I've quite understand the etiquette of what's meant to happen there.
Right.
In terms of what? Accepting it.
So like obviously the woman knocks on your door and they're there with like six pallets or whatever of food for you, and he's like, "There you are, mate." And like, are you just meant to unload that into the room you're in now quick as possible?
Yeah.
And give him the trays back, or do you take them pallets to the kitchen and put them out in the kitchen? Like one by one, like what?
I don't know if there's etiquette that you can do what you want, but I think they want to get out as quick as possible. So quickly just take them out, chuck them into your hallway. You've got room.
And then it's
at your own leisure, on your time, not his time, to put it into the kitchen.
Which is exactly what I do, but I just didn't know what the situation is there. And I always feel a little bit pressured.
I mean, you could always just shout through the letterbox, "Just leave it on the doorstep, mate."
Just tip it out there.
You're not inviting him in for a cup of while. You just go, "Let me just pop these in the freezer, this in the fridge."
Have you ever seen The Missing, mate? I'm watching it on Netflix. I'm going to stay for an episode.
I've seen cases of bad etiquette, and I've seen one today at work. Now, our students often get deliveries, and an Asda delivery turned up today, and the student came down, and I know what floor he's on. He's up on the second floor. And I was thinking, is he going to either use the reception, pile all the bags in here, and I'll look after them so he can come up and down? Does he know that's an option? Am I going to tell him? No.
Is he just going to put them all on the floor? You didn't tell him.
No, I just wondered what he was going to do. Would he just put them all on the floor, send off the driver, and then take them up bag by bag? Maybe I would have seen him struggling. Maybe I would have helped. No.
I just watched.
I
filmed from afar.
Instead, he took about two bags at a time and walked up and put them up in his flat and then came back down while the driver was there. And I was thinking, what? And the driver started to went like the third journey. He was just like, right, emptying the bags. I'm not taking this anymore.
When you say bags, what is it? This carrier bagged up, is it?
They were carrier bagged, but in the trays, the crates.
Ooh.
See, so is yours completely loose?
Mine's loose leaf, mate, in the crates.
Is that an option at checkout? Bag it up?
I don't know.
It must be, because when I've had deliveries in the past for places, they bring you in bags like that, but then they expect you to give the bags back. Like the next time, always have a bunch of bags. And the driver that we had at the time said to do them in a specific way. So you'd like lengthen the bag out and tie it in one knot.
I imagine Ollie B's quite up on like not having carry bags there out. So if it is an option to not have, that's probably why we don't have
it. It is pointless if you can just do it. But then your whole hallway, like coming into your house.
Well, this is what I mean.
The dining room's just filled with food everywhere. You've put it on the table.
This is why I'm asking the question. Absolutely juggling
it,
and I've got to like quickly like get the fridge and cold meats into a little area where I know they are, so that I'm not patting them everywhere. Well, if I'm busy at work, I'll only put the fridge stuff away.
Yeah.
And do the rest later. But I don't want to come down 3 hours later and see a packet of mincers. I've forgotten that was on the like bookshelf, do I?
So yeah, they used to do that in different coloured bags. Your fruit and veg would be in green bags. Your cold and frozen would be in blue bags. And normal groceries in white bags.
Have you ever been to the supermarket and done the scan and go?
I've never scanned and go.
With a little machine, handheld thing?
Yeah, with a little scanner and just pop round.
I did it about 20 years ago when they first brought it out, and then it disappeared again.
Yeah, the posh checkout. I've never hit that.
Never hit that.
I remember they used to have that airport checkout at Tesco in Lincoln,
Oh my god.
It was just a big giant drum. One, and you just put whatever you want on it and it just scans the whole lot and it's done.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Is that still there?
Nowadays.
Yeah, it was still there when I left. Like the, and it was weird because there was like a little arm on it as well, wasn't there?
That
like
to help flap stuff through.
It'd do two
at the right
sides.
Speed.
Like it would put one person's on one side and yours on the other.
Yeah. Oh, it is mad.
It wasn't very space saving.
No, it was a big old machine. Did you ever, have you ever yet experienced one of these shops where you just walk in?
No, the Amazon shop.
No. Where are they? Is there one in London?
There's
got to be a few others in the UK, surely.
Yeah, I walked past one with Dobbo not too long ago.
Why didn't you go in? You could have told us
about it on
the pod.
Because you've got to have an account set up in there.
Oh, you've got an Amazon account?
No, but specifically for Amazon Go account, you've got to.
Oh, right, okay.
So, have you seen the new M&S one?
No.
So, have you got the M&S app?
Right.
You know I have.
So, I know Rich has got the M&S app.
Loves his Sparks points.
So, basically, you download the app, and then when you're in store, there's a thing on there called it in-store mode, and as you go around, you just scan them all on your phone, put them all in your bag.
Using your precious battery.
And then you just Apple Pay and walk out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Is this any M&S?
I believe so, yeah. Well, basically, when you get into the store, it knows that you're in store because of like beacons that just says your phone is in the store. And
beacons.
Then, yeah, you can just go around and check out.
Very good. I'd give it a try. Cheers, Mark. Cheers, Spence, for the technology.
Interesting. Scan and shop?
Yep.
Yeah, I've just activated it.
But it won't work because you're not in store.
Well, I bloody know
that. I mean.
No, it just means the phone knows that it's not in like a beacon zone.
It says you have a spend limit of up to £45.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot buy alcohol through the scan and shop or pills.
Pills.
And then pay it in
give it a go. See how it goes.
Yeah, imagine
like
at Christmas
know.
Time, I'm just going in for like some pigs in blankets. It's absolute chaos in
all
here.
All them queues, man.
Yeah. I'll just get me piggies and go.
But they've got 10 security guards just searching everyone on the way out.
Doing that, a couple of piggies and a couple of Percys for the road.
Double piggies. But yeah, man, give it a go. It's good.
Yeah. Now, do you want to know something, boys, about another animal? Not a pig. Another animal on this day in history. I know you love a bit of that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what year this was. Maybe you know by the name. President Jimmy Carter. Now, was he before George Bush or after Nixon?
Couldn't tell
that
you.
That sort of time? Nah, I don't really know. But anyway, on this day in history, let's say the last 50 years.
39th US president.
Okay, so what was Bush?
1977 40. To 81.
Yeah, so it's around that. Okay, anyway, he was attacked by a swamp rabbit, which swam up to his fishing boat in Georgia. Now, you boys ever heard of a swamp rabbit?
I've never heard of a swamp rabbit.
A swamp rabbit, I looked it up. It looks just like a normal rabbit. Any sort of rabbit you see with its little fluffy tail and quite cute looking. But these ones are swimmers and they swim around in all these swamps. They don't hurt people normally. I don't know why it attacked him. They don't hunt anything, they just eat grass and vegetation, but they swim around in swamps, so maybe you just piss one off. They can like jump and dive in the water. They can stay under the water with just their nose reaching out at the top, just their little tiny nose. And they also, the only other difference looking at them is they have webbed feet, and I don't mean like a big duck's webbed feet, just they've got little webs in between like Robbo's toes. Right, and because of that, him being attacked by a swamp rabbit, the first thing I thought of, can you think of a famous rabbit attack, say in a movie?
A famous rabbit attack?
Donnie Darko.
No, I'm thinking the climatic end to
Watership
Monty
Down.
Python's Holy Grail.
Doesn't like
Do you remember?
Yeah.
There's the rabbit attack, right? And it's like the killer rabbit, main bad guy of the film. And they go and attack it and then run away. But just thinking of that is what got me thinking
Absolute
about
spoilers.
Villains. Sorry if you haven't seen Life of... Wait, did I say Life? No, Holy Grail. Holy Grail. Check it out. Good film. it all got me down to villains. And I made a little itsy bitsy quiz about villains. And it's a two-part quiz because I flip it halfway. Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready is what I'm going to say now.
I'm ready.
Yeah. It's easy to... Nice warship down, Pickridge.
Well, he was a baddie rabbit.
He is a killer rabbit. He is. I did ask if you thought when you did. Warship down. Good. Right, in this quiz, the first part, there's 10 of these. I'm going to say the name of a character and you tell me, or like, you know, a character or a film, whatever. You tell me who the villain is. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you 10 villains and you tell me what they're from.
Okay.
So I think it's quite easy.
Okay, let's do
it. But here we go. Right, I don't
know.
Do
we need a buzzer?
If you want to buzz in, maybe. Go on, boys. What's your buzzers? LB's just flashing away.
Wodger.
Wodger Wabbit. Nice.
What's up?
What's up? Okay. Okay. Here we go. As in dog. First one. Sherlock Holmes.
What's up?
Go on, what's up?
Moriarty.
Moriarty is correct. 1 point to Rich. Number two, Lost. Helps if you've seen it.
What's up?
Go on.
The Island.
No, supposedly, unless LB knows.
Wodger.
Go on.
The Something People.
No, supposedly someone called Ben Linus.
Oh, Ben Linus.
He's the main bad guy in it.
Is he the bloke who wrote it?
That's what...
he's a bad guy.
Is the guy that commissioned it, yeah. Right, number three. See if you remember this one. True Detective.
Season one.
Yeah, season one. I don't think it is. Do you know?
No. Oh, no, I don't know his name.
It was The Yellow King.
Oh.
Okay.
I have been thinking about watching that recently, actually.
Yeah, I really want to watch that first one again. I don't think Brian has seen it, so maybe. Number four. Westworld.
Not seen it.
No. Oh, lucky LB.
What's up?
Go on.
Is it The Man in Black?
It is The Man in Black. It is. Okay. Now, there's something I remember on last week's show. I started saying stuff about Marvel, LB, when I was trying to describe someone. I was like, oh, he's in Captain America and all this. And I remembered after, like, oh, you don't watch the Marvel films, really, do you? I was just. This one. It is Marvel-y film. I'm sure you've seen it because it's one from the old days. Spider-Man 2. Who's the villain?
Wodger.
Go on, Wodger.
Hobgoblin.
No.
What's up?
Go on, what's up? Steal it.
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Correct. I would have taken Doc Ock. I didn't want to write out the whole name on my notes. S2, Doc Ock. Right.
<That's>
Next. S. No. Saw.
What's up?
Go on, what's up?
Jigsaw
is correct. Yes. Right.
And so far, I've got no nil point.
I'm afraid not. But you might get it in the flip second half.
Yeah, the flip second half. LB.
What, you're going to say bad guys and I've got to get the, like,
guess the movie.
The film, yeah. Okay. Number seven, Psycho. That's Psycho, not Seven Psychos, because wasn't that a film as well?
Yeah, what's up?
Go on, what's up?
Norman Bates
that's is what's up. Correct. That is what's up. Dark Ark. What's up, Ark? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What's up?
Rich is just knows he's nailed it.
This is Leatherface, I believe his name is.
It is Leatherface. It is.
LB's fuming.
Right, number nine. Sonic the Hedgehog.
What's up?
Go on.
No. Watcher.
Every time.
Did you just lean on my buzzer there, LB?
Knuckles.
No.
What's up?
Go on, what's up?
I let him have a go, and he went with Knuckles. That would be Dr. Robotnik or
it is
Eggman.
Yes. I'll take both.
Would you have took Doc Rob? Rob.
Doc Rob.
Right. Last Doc one in this Rob. First half. Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Wob.
Go on.
Shredder.
Wob.
Oh, no, I didn't have Shredder down here. It's more than Shredder. Who's above him?
Would you take Shreds?
Shruh.
What's up?
What's up?
Krang.
Krang is correct in my eyes.
Okay. I reckon Krang's like definitely not the main Shredder.
Yeah, he bosses Shredder around, don't he?
I know, but he's doing now old Krang, isn't he?
Yeah, he's practically a meatball with a brain.
I used to be scared of him, man.
Did you?
Yeah.
In the Technodrome.
Yeah, he was a freaky little guy. Freaky. Okay, so in the end of the first half...
All to play for.
All the villains comes.
Tense to tense.
It is all to play for. If Albie gets them all right, it could be a draw.
As long as he doesn't lean on my buzzer again.
What's my buzzer again? Wodger.
Wodger. It's close. Wodge's up. Wodge's up. Okay, number one. Bill Tannen.
Bill Tannen.
Sorry, I said it wrong. when you said it there, I was like, what? Biff Tannen.
What's up?
What's up?
Back to the Future.
Yes, Back to the Future.
Bill Tanner.
Oh, I was like, sorry, guys.
Bill Tanner.
Oh, big bad
it's
guy.
My eyes. Yeah, just saying it, and I was like, why haven't they got it yet? Surely. There's only one Biff. Apart from Biff and Chips. Number two. Palpatine.
Wodger.
Go on, Wodger.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. Let's say he's one of the main villains, isn't he? Right. Number three. Hans Gruber.
Wodger. Diehard.
Wodger. Diehard. Albie's quick.
What you gonna do about it, Albie?
Okay, I'm just building the tension for the fans here.
Okay, so Hans Gruber, Die Hard. Number four, Thomas Gabriel.
Wodger. National Treasure.
No.
What's up?
No, it is.
What's up?
Mission Impossible 2.
No.
What, say it again.
Mission Impossible
Thomas Gabriel.
3, then.
No.
There is a Gabriel in that, I swear.
Yeah, there's a Gabriel in one of them. There's plenty of people with any
Gabriel.
What was
Gabriel.
His name?
Hans,
of the Nativity?
Hans Gabriel.
Thomas Gabriel. The clue was in the last question. It was a bit of a tricky one. He was the baddie in Die Hard 4.
Oh, dear.
Gotcha.
I thought it was because you were watching the Mission Impossibles the other
day. No. I wish I had done one of them. I should have thought. I didn't think. I enjoyed making this little mini quiz, though. Just it only took a couple of seconds. So I'll do another. Right. Buffalo Bill.
What's up? I nearly went with Wodger. I almost. That would be Silence of the Lambs.
It would be correct. Number six, Damien.
Damien?
Yeah. Damien.
I'm going to say, what's up? Is he in The Omen?
Ding, ding. Correct. Very well done. Number seven, LBIs on the screen. Chucky.
What's up?
What's up, yeah?
Child's Play.
Correct. Now, I've never seen any of these Chucky's movies. This Chucky guy in movies. I've never seen any of them. I remember when Chucky's Bride came out or something like that, seeing all the artwork for it, and I didn't know that they were called Child's Play. I just assumed they were called Chucky.
Yeah, I thought there's Bride of Chucky's a thing, right?
Yeah, and Child of Chucky.
I was about to come in with a full-on Chucky. Just like, it's called Chucky. Chucky's from Chucky.
Chucky 2.
Return of the Chucky.
I've never seen a Child's Play.
No. But you did know it was called Child's Play.
Yeah, only because I could see on Luke's face he's going to say Chucky, and then I was like, actually, it's not called Chucky.
Yes. Yeah, there we go. But in my head, I can't imagine the video case with the word Child's Play on it.
Yeah, it was quite a chunky font. Yeah. I remember it.
But I would have been staying away because of the scares.
Hasn't there been a recent Child's Play movie?
Yeah, most probably. When they brought it out, which I've still not seen. The original or the new ones, but I suppose I might quite fancy it. Okay, number 8.
The second half of the villain quiz.
T-1000.
Roger. Terminator.
Push it for a little bit more.
Terminator 2.
Yeah, Terminator 2. Bit more.
Terminator 2.
Bit more. Bit more.
I don't know.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. That's the one.
T2 Judgment Day.
Mate, films are not my thing, man.
I won't do any more films then. Except for this next one. Number 9. Kaiser Soze.
What's up?
What's up?
The usual suspects.
Another correct answer. And don't worry, Obi. The fans out there, they like movies. They like playing along in the car, on the train.
I'm sure they do.
Right, last one. Dr. Claw. Doc Claw. Any ideas?
Dr. Claw. Oh. Dr. Claw.
Claw.
What, Joe? Not... Is that...
Oh.
Is it... Is it Inspector Gadget?
It is Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Dr. Claw.
Non-movie.
Yeah. Well, it was a movie as well. But yeah, kids cartoon. Nailed it. And that's the end of the villains quiz for now.
For now.
I'm sure I can come back with some more devious villains.
The only claw-related thing I could think of was...
Yeah.
I just had his liar liar when he does the hand thing. The claw. And I couldn't actually then think of anything because I just, my head was just going, the claw.
See, I had the similar thing of like Toy Story where it's all them aliens going, the claw.
The claw. Well, who's the main bad guy in Toy Story? I could have done,
Rotates from movie to movie, doesn't it? Sid.
The pub I used to run. Just before I took it over, they'd like always had quiz nights and stuff there. And the quiz that was on the week before I joined was a Disney villains quiz.
Ooh.
And I didn't go to it, but I always thought, oh, yeah. In the back of my mind, it stuck. So one day, I'll put a few of them in. Because I forgot the Disneys and Pixars and all them.
Just after the film quiz. Are we done with the film quiz, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. I've seen this article a few times today, and I was like, these people are just putting this out for a laugh, and I wondered if you guys had seen it.
Is this in national press, international, world news?
World news.
What is it? Ooh.
So scientists, like the space scientists community, think it's time to send to study Uranus in depth. Have you seen this? But like all the headlines are the same, and I was like, they've just done that to get clickbait, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the titles are all sending a probe to Uranus, labeled as top priority by space scientists community. It's like wherever we're sending anything else into space, it's like a rocket, a satellite, a summit. But if we're going to Uranus, it's got to be a probe,
finger shaped probe,
the old finger rocket.
What? Why do they want to go to Uranus? That's what I want to know. What's so good about Uranus?
Well, it's the ice planet, isn't it, Uranus?
Yeah, so why do we want to go there? It's cold. Let's go somewhere warm.
Well, because we've done the warm thing in Mars, haven't we? Let's go to Uranus.
Well, not yet. We've had a look. I think they just need to keep focusing on one. The Earth's getting hot. Unless they bring back some ice, maybe. Bring back a few cubes of Uranus. I want all scientists to be working on the right things. There's too many scientists working on shit. And I know
probing Uranus.
I know down the line it all means something, but there's a lot that are probably really low priority jobs.
Well, I think we just don't know enough about any of them, really, do we?
What scientists? Right.
Nah, like planets.
All right, okay, sorry.
Apart from the moon,
even our
which
own.
We've overdone.
I saw something quite cool. It was a video demonstration about waves. And I don't know if it's true or not, because, you know, all science, like anyone could have a theory. And it was the water that's all on the Earth, because we're floating in space, so there's gravity and all that. The water's not really flat onto the Earth. It's kind of more a slightly egg shape. And as it pushes and pulls, as the Earth spins, it's not the tide going in and out. It's the world spinning through. The water stays where it is, and it's the Earth spinning through it. What do you think about that? You ever heard something like that?
Is this scientist Van Hemel?
Is this fan bullshit?
No, I think it was on a proper science show.
Bullshit.
I think it was a proper science show. Don't try and get that.
So what?
The water doesn't move.
The Earth spinning. The Earth spinning round is sloshing the water.
That's what it's like, the slosh effect on mass global scale. It's more of a slosh as the Earth spins sloshing through. I don't know, maybe. Otherwise, what's the other thing? The moon is
tectonic plates,
pulling it towards
wind.
It is the pull of the moon, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. There's lots of theories.
Well, I think there's probably a number of factors. Earth slosh could be one.
The old slosh theory.
Land slosh.
Slosh poppy.
So what?
I mean,
what?
I don't know. It's just something I saw, and I didn't.
What
know
you saw this online?
I saw it on the internet, valid source. The slosh effect. I mean, that's what you're calling it. Earth spins through water, making waves. Yeah, I don't know. I do wish we did have some science friends we could call up to debunk some of these things.
Oh, ooh! Have you come across Rossby waves?
No, what's a Rossby wave?
That's what it is that you're referring to. Also known as planetary waves. Naturally occurring in rotating fluids within the Earth's ocean and atmosphere. These waves are caused by the rotation of the planet.
Yeah. So it's
not all waves,
but some. Okay. Just a few of the waves. Hey, podcast fans, give us a wave.
Give us a Rossy.
Mate.
What?
Just...
You didn't believe me for a second?
No, just... The world's fascinating.
It is. It's a great old place.
So I just I typed in ocean slosh theory.
Enter. Oh, is that the new Ocean's 13? Ocean's 15 slosh effect.
But no, then I'm just reading an article about slosh dynamics.
What is slosh dynamics?
Slosh is a real word.
Yeah, so in fluid dynamics, slosh refers to the movement of liquid inside another object, which is typically also undergoing movement. Strictly speaking, the liquid must have free surface to constitute slosh dynamics. So, for instance, like, say we've got a box, the liquid inside can't be filled all the way to the top. It would have to have some space, like a free surface to slosh.
Yeah, there has to be slosh. Even if it was filled right up to the very top and you're trying to do it, because unless you vacuum the air out, there's still
It needs like enough space to move around to get its own momentum within it.
What if you have a sealed
glass
box
with five sips out of it?
Yeah, that could be sloshed.
Okay.
Slosh dynamics can occur.
Okay, right. Slosh. And is that... I just checked a meaning on one dictionary. I know there's lots of dictionaries out there. This one said it has to have the sound effect. It has to make an audible for it to be classed as a slosh.
So it's like... it can become really dangerous on like boats and ships, or specifically like, you know, fuel tankers, like on the back of... like the big lorries
and stuff.
Because
they've got their own liquid inside them.
Yeah, and if they're like
sloshing,
breaking or like... speeding up, it can cause like a really big slosh inside that tank and tip it over.
Ooh.
Because essentially, I think it's something to do with like, because the one thing's already in motion, then that creates like a counter effect and can capsize ships and stuff if you've got like big vats of liquid in.
That's a bit like that effect that I love when you're just in motion, like on a train or a bus or a plane or anything, and the fact is you're going that fast, but because you're inside a container or whatever, you can sort of like jump and you don't fly backwards.
yeah.
And when you see a fly or a bee or something flying along next to you inside this thing, it's like, oh man, I wonder if they know what's going on. Do they know they're inside, outside?
I used to have a really like trippy little wave machine that sort of did the slosh effect.
Where?
In
your bath?
No, in my house. And it
was like an ornament.
Yeah, it was sort of
gadget.
Like a big long container.
Yeah.
And it just pivoted from one side to the other. And it had like clear liquid on the top and then blue liquid on the bottom. And it would like tip and then slosh, and that momentum would push it to the other side.
And it went completely by itself,
yeah.
Non-stop.
Yeah, once you'd like triggered it.
Yeah.
The perpetual motion would just keep it sloshing one from one side to the other.
Ooh, that sounds pretty cool.
And I guess the bottom liquid must have been heavier than the top to like...
Yeah, some sort of oils or something. Mm. I really like them sort of desk things. I've always wanted a little cat's cradle as well.
A Newton's cradle.
I've never had a desk big enough. Yeah, Newton's cradle, that's the one. Yeah, I've never had a desk space big enough to have room for toys. Posh toys.
Yeah.
Business toys.
Business toys. Yeah.
Yeah, these toys, I mean business.
Yeah, the old Newton's cradle. Interesting little thing. It's usually in a movie, somebody faffs around with it and the person whose desk is like, get off my pretty Newton's cradle.
A cheeky extra before the end of the pod, bonus. Have you seen it?
Have you seen
to do with cat's cradles, Newton's cradles. did you see? Have you seen slow mo guys shooting a Newton's cradle with a gun?
No. What is this? A recent?
It's recent. Yeah.
Oh no, I have not.
They shoot one with a gun.
Wow.
On one end to see what happens. I won't spoil any more, but it's good.
Oh wow, I'm into
it. And
that.
It's not just one shot. There's multiple bang bangs.
Brilliant.
It's really good. Apart from that, anything else, boys?
No,
all good.
Good to have you back, Rich. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed the movie Flip Quiz.
Yeah, good. I'll do some more.
I'd like to put in a request that we come back to the, I can't remember its official title, but the sort of put these two together game. I really am desperate for another game of that.
Yeah, I'll have to try and figure one out, yeah. I'm sure we'll have more fun and games next week. We might even have a special guest. Oh, it's episode 50 after all. That's it. Podcast ends here. It can all wait till next time. Thanks for joining us. www.vhpbb.com.
www.
Now then, at vhpbb.com. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.